T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, sorry, I ran a little bit late. I was in the shower, David. I had to get the oil off my body. I just had a massage this morning, so I just had to make sure that there was no stickiness left behind. We'll get into that coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, David, a lot has happened overnight in the world and amongst celebrities and people we know. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, I guess winning a Super Bowl isn't the only happy ending for Mr. Kraft.
Well, you know, here's the thing that's so nuts. The story that is so crazy to me is that, first of all, you know, Robert Kraft is a multi-billionaire, right? And you figure if you get caught up in a massage parlor prostitution ring, that usually happens with normal folks, right? That's a suburban problem. That's a problem a guy making, whatever. And you have no other, whatever reason why people do that thing, but for a multi, and the other, there's 100 people on this list of Johns that went to this massage parlor. But one of the things that's different about this case is that they're basically claiming that these people were, you know, being exploited, that
right.
They weren't citizens. They were kept in some human trafficking, you know, no opportunity to take a break. They weren't unionized. They're just a bunch of people that are, you know, forced to do this profession. And so it has a whole new twist in it of why it would be disgusting to go to one of these places. But Robert Kraft, could you would think, he's got a 38-year-old girlfriend. He's 78. I mean, this guy has a pretty good life. You don't think he would stop by at the strip mall and, you know, go to a massage parlor.
Well, he wouldn't be the first person on my list of people I might suspect of doing that, but it can be anybody at any time. Now, look, obviously, we're not privy to the ins and outs, if you will, of the relationship Robert Kraft has with his extremely gorgeous, in my opinion, girlfriend, but it's going to be interesting to see how she reacts. Maybe she is okay with it, maybe she's not. People react differently to this kind of stuff.
Well, I would, listen, who am I to judge anyone's relationship, but I can think of at least 3.4 billion reasons why, you know, she's probably very happy in that relationship.
3 or 4 billion reasons. They green reasons?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, maybe there's true love. Who are we to judge? But it's just so strange that, and by the way, they're saying that he's not even the most famous person on that list.
That's astonishing to me.
Yeah. Florida, Jupiter, Florida. It's got to be a wrestler, right?
A wrestler. I was thinking more like a politician.
Could be a politician. They said there's members of the clergy. Here's the thing. When you look at prostitution, I understand the argument. Libertarians make it all the time. Why isn't this legal? Allow, you know, put oversight on it, give drugs to people to, you know, if they get sick with STIs and make sure they're clean and all this other stuff. But there is the human trafficking angle of prostitution that I don't know if that can ever, that's so beyond a pimp. I mean, a pimp is exploiting people. They don't make any of the money they're out there earning when they're prostitutes. But when you start bringing in like a sex slave, that's beyond pimp. That's pimp, you know, to the fourth power. You're talking about someone who was like put in a cage and brought in over in a rickety boat. And they're literally kept alive just to become a machine to make money with their body. I mean, that's
sick.
But it's beyond anything that we should ever happen in 2019 anywhere in the globe, let alone in the United States, let alone frequented by an NFL owner.
See, I would maintain that if you legalize prostitution and took the stigma away from being a sex worker, that would make a significant dent in the human trafficking situation. There's always going to be human trafficking because there are always people willing to pay to get their freak on, okay? But I think you'd make a significant reduction in it, just like doing away with prohibition made a significant reduction in the income Al Capone got from illegal booze because there was no reason for it anymore.
And you can make the same argument about increased security on the borders. that'll also reduce the amount of people coming across illegally and all that other good stuff.
Ideally.
But, yeah. So, I mean, but to me, I'm trying to get my head around how and why. You know, like the Bill O'Reilly story.
I was trying to get my hands around it.
But the Bill O'Reilly story always just... I'm thinking to myself, you got everything. You're on Fox News. You write a book. It becomes a bestseller. You've got all this money. Why would you ever need to sexually harass anyone? Just show up. You just go to your neighborhood Applebee's and you sit down. You get some spin dip and you tell everyone I'm Bill O'Reilly. Someone is going to want to at least have coffee with you. Someone is going to want to go out with you. There is enough people out there that just want to be around celebrities and be around people to take care of them. You see it all the time when you go to California, you go to New York, you see a 70-year-old guy walking around with a 30-year-old woman. I mean, no offense. That there's a lot of reasons why people find convenience in relationships, but why would you ever have to sexually harass someone if you're famous and have money? And why would you have to be an employee? And why would a billionaire ever feel the need for whatever his needs are and whatever his interests are, go and to an all-Chinese massage parlor where they're human trafficking? I mean, I know that might not think it's a big story, but if the NFL is at all serious about changing their perception, and as a Bills fan, especially,
they're going to force him to.
I think he's got to go.
Like that basketball owner.
Well, that was a racist thing, right. And there was, but this is really disturbing. I mean, this is, you could make the argument that even though this is not a street walking prostitute or Elliot Spitzer had a prostitute, very expensive call service. The fact that he's going to a place where women are being held prisoner to do only one thing is as abhorrent as domestic abuse.
Well, to me, the question is, with respect to the human trafficking aspect of this whole Robert Kraft story, should he reasonably have known that he was doing business with people who were likely involved in human trafficking? And that's going to be a hard case to make in the public perception. But I got to tell you, if I'm Robert Kraft, I'm not stupid. And I would find it very hard to swallow if Robert Kraft didn't know or shouldn't reasonably have known that these girls were not in good shape and were not free to leave when they wanted to leave. I think he should have known.
Well, listen, 90% of the, according to law enforcement, 90% of the business that massage parlor does is sexual. Okay? And they got him on tape. And by the way, he just released a statement saying none of this is true and I'm being, innocently, I'm innocent of all charges. They have him on tape. Now, I don't want to see it. I don't think anyone wants to see it. But they claim that the tape is actually of, something that would make him guilty of frequenting a prostitute, not just walking in the door.
But you know what? I was thinking about this, and obviously I'm not an attorney, but what exactly is on tape? Because it's only prostitution if you can prove that money was exchanged money was exchanged for sexual favors. Is that part of the transaction on tape? Is there evidence to support that? Because if they can't prove that he paid to be, if they can't prove that he paid, then it was just somebody doing a favor for a friend.
Again, because 90% of the business is sexual and that he's been there multiple times, I don't know if that's going to be a good argument. But who knows? A good lawyer could probably get Jesse Smollett to, plea to a traffic violation at this point. But I don't know. I mean, he's such a high-profile guy. And the other thing, too, is that it's one thing when it's, you got 100 people, there's members of the clergy involved in this, and everyone's life gets destroyed when you're outed as being frequenting a prostitute. But it's just, when it's someone that is, I don't know. I remember seeing him during the Aaron Hernandez trial. And it was just like, I'm so disappointed. We expect our players to be, upstanding citizens. And now I'm thinking after that trial, he went off and, got a massage. That's just like, I don't know. It looks bad. If the NFL wants to make sure that their players are held up to a certain standard, to me, beating your wife, touching a woman in any way, harassing, rape, all of these things that I don't believe the NFL wants you to have a second chance after you've done these things. going to a place that traffics in illegal immigrants and keeping them basically without proper work conditions for the sole purpose to make money off of sex illegally and to not even give them the money they make, that's a sex slave.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Do you agree with me that Robert Kraft should reasonably have known that he was transacting business with people that were keeping sex slaves?
Well, listen, the fact that the law enforcement in Florida doesn't have enough interpreters to even read these women their rights. So that's how little English is spoken here. These are all Chinese immigrants, and there's not enough interpreters there. So, yeah, I think it's pretty safe that when you go in for a massage and you're not even able to speak the King's English, there's only a few ways you can communicate.
That is one of the reasons why we're talking about Robert Kraft today.
Yeah, I mean, that's the universal language, I guess, but it's hard to make that argument that, you know, and then you're Robert Kraft. It's not like you're some, I mean, I could understand a guy not sophisticated, goes into a massage parlor the first time, doesn't know what the deal is. You're a multi-billionaire. I mean, I don't know if Robert Kraft got caught with another woman, is this headline news? No. No one's talking about infidelity with rich and powerful people. It happens all the time, right? The president's accused of it. Other presidents have been accused of it. But when it's prostitution, I don't even think that's a big deal. Remember Charles Barkley got caught in a car with a prostitute?
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence Taylor. But it goes into a different level when it was Lawrence Taylor being accused of being with a 15-year-old girl.
Totally.
It's a different story when it's, you know, being accused of... This is a story because these women, it was not a typical massage parlor for sex. It appeared to be a sex slave dungeon.
I mean, I think we can say, I think with some reasonableness, that the place being frequented by Robert Kraft was not a situation of consenting adults in a consenting situation. This has the odor to it of a sex slave operation, as you just said, with the women not even able to leave the premises. They were actually locked inside the premises like the Berlin Wall.
I think they should lose a Super Bowl ring and a draft pick and cut Tom Brady. That's what I...
I hope Mr. Kraft didn't pick up another ring. It is 20 minutes after 3 at News Radio 930 WBEN. What do you make of this Robert Kraft situation? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, I've also found myself, David, asking the question, why? Why would a guy like Robert Kraft do it? And I think there's a lot of reasons that I can see. Let's take the human trafficking aspect out of it for right now. Okay, let's pretend the human trafficking aspect does not exist.
By the way, whenever you have to say that, that's probably the worst day of your life. Let's excuse the human trafficking part of your problem. All right, now let's go on.
Well, okay, but just for the sake of getting to the motive of why people, why guys do this, and why women, by the way, do it as well. I think that some of it has to do with the thrill of not knowing exactly what is going to happen. I think part of it is the thrill of being a breaker of minor laws. If we're just talking about prostitution, we're not talking about the other stuff right now.
Minor laws, not laws for minors.
Right. And I think that there's also the thrill of the strange. I think that is what compels people to go get happy ending massages.
Here's the thing. I don't know. I've never experienced this before, but I'm just saying, I don't know if it's a transaction that occurs in real time or if your intent is to go there for that service.
Well, I would
suppose. This seems like it's the place that you know exactly what you're getting when you go there.
Since he had been there on multiple occasions, I mean, right. He might have had very fond memories of fond happy endings with his first visit to the Orchid massage parlor. And this would be an ideal opportunity, by the way, to mention that I know that the licensed massage therapists cringe whenever a story like this comes up. In no way, shape, or form does this anything we say today apply to licensed massage therapists. I myself am a trained massage therapist. I don't practice, so I don't have my license anymore, but I did have my massage therapy license from New York State, and there is a world of difference between a licensed massage therapist who undergoes a rigorous training and education protocol and the women at the massage parlor.
But can I just be totally honest with you? Even if, and I'm sure there's very reputable, skilled, wonderful people, and I hope, you know, they are able to make a business and make money doing things the right way. But these stories are the reasons why I don't want to go and get a massage.
Well,
because I don't ever want to be in a position where I have to explain, no, I was going for a massage at a strip mall because I have a deep tissue problem. You know, that's why you go to a chiropractor if you have a problem, you go to whatever. But those places, you know, there are 99% of them are legitimate businesses that would never even think of doing anything illegal or criminal or sexual in any nature. But I just think there's a creep factor for middle-aged to older men going in to get a massage, and everyone's looking at you like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what?
You want a deep tissue massage, I bet.
It all depends on the circumstances, and it all depends on the client, and it all depends on the massage therapist. I mean, I'm quite sure that there are some licensed massage therapists who go further than they should.
Or like Heath
Ledger. They're putting a lot on the line when they do it.
Well, I mean, if you look at the whole Heath Ledger story, he, you know, was a masseuse, was coming to his apartment, and he overdosed, accidentally, whatever happened. But even that, like, anytime you put a celebrity making a house visit, a CEO, a businessman who, you know, attractive woman shows up with a foldable table to massage you, everyone around is thinking this is creepy. And it's just that it's an industry that has been bastardized by bad work, bad actors, bad apples, whatever you want to call it. But they've really just hijacked the entire industry, where I don't know of anyone in my circle, when someone says, I'm getting a massage, everyone breaks into laughter and looks at him like, you're a creep. And it's unfortunate because of stories like this.
See, in my circle, most of the people do get massages, and it's not considered a creepy thing because they're going to reputable licensed massage therapists. But unfortunately, I mean, the problem is that people think a massage parlor, never ever call your licensed massage therapist a masseuse, a masseur, or say, I like your massage parlor, because they are considered to be medical practices. They're not considered to be parlors of any kind.
And don't name it Asian Orchid.
Yeah, anytime you're talking about Asian Orchid or China Doll Massage, I think you can be assured that happy ending and an oily one is at the conclusion of said massage.
China Doll.
I'm just saying.
But see, that, I mean, this. Let's just put it this way. When I saw the picture of this place, I mean, there's no way in hell you could expect that this was going to be a professional anything. You wouldn't go to get your teeth cleaned at a place like this. You would, seriously, if you were going to get a haircut and you walked into a place that had the windows foiled up, you were thinking you were walking. I mean, there's a when you pass an adult store, you pass a strip club. They don't really have a whole lot of invitation to come into. You know exactly what you're getting when you walk into a sex shop or into a whatever. You drive by, you see the windows are foiled up like they're. It's like a meth lab, right? But there's no way you could have gone by this building and thought, well, this is a reputable place. Maybe I'll get my shoes fixed in here.
And my nails done.
Yeah,
and...
no, it just looks skeevy and it looks weird.
All right, so obviously this situation is a big news story across the country, because as far as the New England Patriots are concerned, people either love the New England Patriots, hate the New England Patriots, love Tom Brady and the owner of the Patriots as well as the coach, or absolutely despise these people. So this topic was almost custom made for Buffalo, which, by the way, is very close to the border, which also leads to the question, does your significant other go out to see strippers? Is your significant other allowed to get the VIP lap dances in the room? I mean, you don't have to just talk about massage parlors here. There are a lot of venues for people to experience things that are more acceptable. Girls' night out to see the male strippers, they get a lap dance. I've been told that sometimes things happen during lap dances. I'm just saying.
Well, the thing is, if a billionaire is going to those places, you just have to think to yourself, well, you know, that wasn't probably the most responsible decision. And there's accountability when you make a mistake and you have influence and money and fame that other normal people don't have to deal with. Somewhere right now, the guy's explaining to his wife, I got busted at a massage parlor. Robert Kraft has to explain it to a lot of people that are going to make him embarrassed.
Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. You know who isn't with us today? Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, because Robert Kraft was busted because he allegedly was frequenting a massage parlor, something called, I believe, the Asian Orchid Massage Parlor. And I will just tell you that anytime the word orchid is in a massage parlor's name, the words happy and ending are going to be somewhere in that establishment, okay? I'm just saying, possibly from personal experience, possibly from stories I've heard from other people, this is not good. Now, tragically for Robert Kraft, they have his act allegedly on video, and maybe good for Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft isn't even the biggest name involved in this particular situation. So everybody's like asking, well, if Robert Kraft isn't the biggest name associated with this, who is? And we actually have a report, David, wrapping this all up for the Bowerly and Bellavia audience.
The NFL said it was aware Robert Kraft had been caught in a sex trafficking crackdown in Florida and was monitoring developments. As an owner, Kraft is subject to possible discipline for conduct detrimental to the league. Kraft denied wrongdoing. Police said he was videotaped twice entering the Orchids of Asia, a strip mall massage parlor.
And they have Detective Andrew Sharp from the Jupiter, Florida Police Department had this.
The times that Mr. Kraft was there, he was driven. And that name and information is, like I stated, it will be contained in the probable cause affidavit.
So there goes all the doppelganger text that we've been receiving. What if this is someone else? Well, that guy happens to have Robert Kraft's car, driver, and security detail.
That's one hell of a doppelganger.
That really is. Going out of your way. But the other thing is that I don't even know what crisis management people do today. Because if you have a client who is going through a Jussie Smollett situation, Robert Kraft situation, the first press statement you put out there is going to be the one that is going to be literally repeated throughout this entire scandal. You're denying it. I can understand pleading not guilty and putting an aggressive defense out there, but you really have to find out what's in the affidavit. And if they have a video of you, I mean, I think you would have been much better served by just saying, hey, I was in a down time of my life and my sciatica was acting up.
I had this pain in my groin that had to be worked on. And
seriously.
Then, what do you know? One thing led to another, and there was no intent there. But I think, you know, again, I'm not privy to all the details of this, but I would suppose that Robert Kraft may make the argument, well, yeah, they might have me on videotape receiving pleasure, but are they able to prove that I paid for the pleasure? Clearly, I'm a chip magnet. I'm Robert Kraft. It was a freebie.
But how long do you think it took before people started to connect Robert Kraft to the President of the United States?
I'm going to say 10 minutes,
exactly.
If that.
You know, most of these headlines, if you look around, are Trump supporter Robert Kraft. They're not even defining him as a New England Patriot owner. They're just saying Trump affiliate, Trump friend, Robert Kraft connected to prostitution ring. And I don't know, but who knows? There are more famous people out there. There's, by the way, 25 have been outed already in this report from the police in Florida in Palm Beach County. There are another 175 to go.
There are 175 guys around that part of Florida right now with wives and girlfriends,
and they're
who
saying,
are basically pooping purple.
They're saying, hey, honey, listen, you might get a knock on the door. You might read the paper that there was a guy that went to the Wild Orchid Jupiter Massage Parlor
of Asia
with my name. I want to tell you right now, I got tennis elbow, and that's why I went down there. That was the only reason why. I had no idea that they were doing anything of
below
the
belt. Drugged me, and one thing led to another, and that's why it's on video.
Do you think that Robert Kraft has got more stress on him, or it's the guy that Joe Sixpack, who just, you know, happily married, family of four?
Oh, Joe Sixpack has more stress.
Because, I mean, no one cares about Joe Sixpack. His name's not going to be all over the headlines like Robert Kraft's is, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have real stress and real embarrassment, especially if you're a pastor.
Well, that's going to be an issue, but that argument that you make there, if you're a pastor, member of the clergy, is we all fall short of the glory of God. I am a sinner too. I have sinned. Please forgive my sin. I repent. It won't happen again.
You can sin all you want. You don't have to sin in a massage parlor.
That might not be the...
That's a pretty public... I mean, listen...
Not if you're a pastor.
I'm just saying, goodbye church.
Right.
You know, you're a pastor who formerly was a pastor, and now you work somewhere else, but there's no way. I mean, that's just a... You went to... Listen, stop with the whole, I accidentally wandered in. I went to a Dollar General. Turns out, for $20, that's not what happened. You didn't walk into a place
and find
out. I'm
just thinking about ways to worm out of a situation like
this.
But
I think you're right, or whoever. I think you're absolutely onto something where the average guy is probably in more hot water with his circle of friends and family. If they didn't know this was his lifestyle, let's put it that way. Someone out there just got outed and was like, yeah, or as I call it, Tuesday. This is what I do every week. Everyone knows this is what I do. It's not a big deal. But if you're living a life that this doesn't happen to you and you're, you know, trying to be a productive member of society and a pillar of a community and you coach a soccer team and you got, you know, four kids and a wife, that's going to be a problem. Yeah. And Robert Kraft, you know, what do? You coach, you're an owner of a football team. No one really seems to care.
See, I believe, number one, we have to be very strict about human trafficking and especially child human trafficking. We really need to be very strict about that. That should go without saying, but I need to say it. But I will tell you that, and this is a belief I've had for a very long time, I believe prostitution ought to be legal. I believe it ought to be regulated. It ought to be taxed. People involved in it should be able to work in a safe environment without being without worrying about the next victim of Jack the Ripper having their name. That being said, even if prostitution is legalized, okay, and zoned and regulated, you aren't going to do away with illegal prostitution. You won't entirely do away with human trafficking, and you're not going to do away with the women who are incapable of working in a, quote, massage parlor or house of prostitution because, you know, just like all men, not all women are created equal, and to guys, some women are more desirable than others, so the ones who aren't that desirable are going to end up on the street. There's just no getting around it.
Well, Scott just emailed us and said, you know, Jesse Smollett wasn't involved because he didn't pay with a check. That would have been the giveaway.
And he didn't turn over his cell phone records?
But seriously, though, I asked you during the break. I was like, if you're Robert Kraft, why don't you just, you know, do what Elliot Spitzer did and have someone, you know, meet you at a hotel and get a $5,000, you know, whatever, prostitute? And you were like, these women probably weren't allowed to leave the building.
No, they were not.
And so, listen, now, this is not just about a guy who visited a prostitute. This is a guy who went to the equivalent of a sweatshop that traffics in sex. I mean, this is a huge issue. That breaking up this sex ring isn't about embarrassing people and, you know, shaking your finger at prostitution. It's about saying these women were sex slaves and you're the owner of an NFL franchise.
And you should have known.
You should have known. That's disgusting. And Gillette razors or whatever else he's involved in.
Well, from some of the pictures, I will tell you that Robert was not getting the best the man could get. Should we take some phone calls on
yes.
WBEN? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Dominic in Rochester. Dominic, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Roger all that. Tom, this one's sort of for you because this would be the one of those ones that you would say too soon. Is this whole story, is it meant to just tug on our heartstrings?
I don't believe it's meant to tug on our heartstrings. In fact, I think for a lot of people, it's just going to underscore their belief that Mr. Kraft is a jerk.
This is so beautiful. This is a gift.
Well, but here's the thing. What I don't understand about the whole thing is that we're talking about the guy's a billionaire. He spent $100 multiple times. Jupiter, Florida. I mean, he has a home out there, so you know we might find out that he was there a little more often than not. But is this something a person goes to one place, or is this something that is a lifestyle thing? And if he has other places that he goes. You know, I mean, whether prostitution's legal or not, this type of business will never be legal.
Well, these particular establishments, they will open in one location. They'll generally stay for the duration of a lease, 1 or 2 years, and then they move to another jurisdiction. So any investigative agency then has to hand off the paperwork on it to wherever this business opens up under another name.
Did you ever hear about the guy who developed an app where all the massage parlors you could get happy endings?
No.
Yeah.
Did he design it with one hand?
Well, the Android and Apple kicked him off because he was, you know, obviously putting information. It'd be like the best places to get crack in Buffalo and
wow.
Stars, all the locations.
Can I find that out on my Fire Stick? No?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so? All right. There's really two issues here. There's the Robert Kraft. Should Robert Kraft have known that he was doing business with a place that was involved, in all likelihood, in human trafficking? These girls, if you read some of the articles we posted on the Bowerly and Bellevue Facebook page, these young women, there's not a doubt in my mind that they were absolutely exploited. They were literally sex slaves. Now, I don't know about you, but that really outrages me that human beings do that to other human beings. They really could not leave the building in which they were stationed. So that's number one. The other issue is the legalization of prostitution. Are you down with the legalization of prostitution? I am. I believe it should be legalized. I believe it should be regulated. I believe it should be taxed. I believe it should be zoned. But again, as I said earlier, while it will significantly cut down, in my opinion, on the human trafficking situation, and it will cut down on street working girls, it will never completely eliminate the sex trafficking operation, because there are people who get their freak on in really weird ways. And unfortunately, there are people who are willing to exploit people who are willing to give their body for those purposes. And there are also going to be women that really cannot work in a massage parlor. Maybe they've lost all their teeth to meth. Who knows?
Well, listen, full disclosure, I hate the New England Patriots, and Robert Kraft having a bad news day is a good news day for me. So forgive the goose pile on Robert Kraft. But here's the thing. A guy who can afford to go to China and go to Chinese prostitutes.
And buy China.
And literally, I mean, this is the dumbest. Like, any shame he's receiving, it's completely warranted. I mean, forget the fact that there are real, I think that there is going to have to be, you know, consequences to these actions because of his stature in the NFL and his power. But in all reality, I mean, as far as the PR here and the embarrassment, have at it, because this is an absolute jackass.
Robert Kraft is in some hot water over a happy ending.
Well, you know, I should say that's Pink Floyd's original drummer.
Original drummer, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Just to say that if you're, you know, there won't be any Israel issues.
For the trivia fans,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
Well, that's because Nick Mason gave up on a Pink Floyd reunion.
That's right. That's right. But, no, we're talking about this sex. You know, here's something I didn't know. Do you know Western New York actually has a human trafficking task force? And it's made up of federal, county, and local police departments. So there's no overlap in the jurisdictions. And that's a lot of times what will happen. A federal law enforcement will track something. They don't talk to the county. They don't talk to the local guys. In this case, if you look at what happened in Florida, you had feds working with the county guys, working with the town and village police departments. And that's what we have right here in Western New York. So the human trafficking, I'm sure there have been other massage parlors locally that have been busted up doing this stuff.
Absolutely.
But law enforcement has really locked that down here in Western New York. It's another reason to support law enforcement.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, we're so close to the Canadian border. And let's face it, a lot of these human traffickers, David, they don't just come through Mexico. They will come across the Canadian border. They will bring in women from all the way from Vancouver to Buffalo, Toronto to Buffalo, where there's money to be made in exploiting people. They're going to do it.
Moose Jaw,
Saskatchewan, absolutely.
That's why I have the very unenviable position of saying build a wall on the
Canadian border?
Maybe a penalty box.
Well, I mean, but obviously most of this happens at the southern border, but it's a real problem, David, it seems, and I don't understand the ethnology behind it, but for some reason there seems to be a disproportionate amount of these establishments that are run by people who are native to China. Now, I've heard stories. I've never been to China, and I will never go to China because it looks like a filthy, disgusting place. And if I'm going to be filthy and disgusting, I'd just as soon do it where there's a little more sun and a lot less smog than downtown beautiful Beijing. But I'm told that when you go for a haircut in China, it is possible to obtain, shall we say, certain favors from the stylist in addition to what we think of as a normal haircut.
Look, there's enough going on with a haircut that you just don't want to be involved with anything like that.
Right, but I mean, I just... I guess what I'm getting at is it a cultural thing? I mean, what is it? I mean, are women that devalued in China?
Supercuts in North Korea, they make sweaters out of the fallen hair.
And vests out of the human skin.
That's not a fun
That's
time.
North Korea.
No, I don't. But again, this story is not just about famous person gets caught with a prostitute. There's, you know, that's TMZ. But this story really is about a famous guy with tons of money and a lot of visibility in a league that is all, you know, really concerned about the way they're perceived, is caught in a possible human trafficking operation. And, you know, if there's one thing that you really want to eliminate, however you feel about prostitution, even if you legalize prostitution, this facility in Reno, Nevada would be illegal. This would not be legal anywhere that there was legalization of prostitution, because you're basically locking people up and forcing them to work long hours. You know, I don't want to get into details.
No, well, yeah, absolutely.
How was your day?
A lot better than Robert Kraft's so far, I'll say that much. It is coming up on 356, Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. The owner of the New England Patriots has been caught up in a prostitution situation in Florida. We're sorting through that on News Radio 930. The phone number is 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And in your relationship, I mean, is your guy going out with the guys and going to a strip club and getting lap dances, is that verboten in your relationship? Is your wife going out to see the male strippers and getting the same kind of VIP dance? Is that against the rules of your relationship?
That would drive me crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.